The Theater School presents Eurydice by Sarah Rule, directed by Michael Burke, scenic designer Joy Ahn, costume designer Emily Orton, lighting designer Simeon Carpenter, sound designer Connor Cecil, dramaturg Casey Beckola, stage manager Daniel Fender. Setting, here and now. Strobe lights and low-lying fog are used in this production. The play will be performed without an intermission. Cast: Eurydice, Sola Thompson. Orpheus, Keith Illage. Father, Mike Stock. Man, Child, Sam Straley. Big Stone, Edward Hall. Loud Stone, Kia Stern. Little Stone, Sarah Sarabian. Director's note: call your parents, tell them you love them. Call your kids, tell them you love them. From our first steps, we walk into an unknowable future. Michael Burke. Dramaturgy note: the trouble is, you think you have time. Buddha. When I was younger, my grandpa and I would cut numbers and words out of racing forms and tape them to the wall. Every day, he would quiz me on my numbers and words. My grandpa could talk a lot. We talked every morning when he drove me to school and every day when he picked me up, from the age of 3 to my high school years. And no matter how old I got, every conversation began with, "Hey, kid." Kid. That was what he called me. Hey, kid. The kid. Now, when I remember that brief word, I remember the cigarette smoke-filled car rides, the condensation-covered Cokes, and Frank Sinatra. For me, kid is not a small adult. Kid is the word that ties me to my grandpa. Eurydice is a story about human connection through language. In Eurydice, our main character is able to find reconnection to her father through exploration of language, something near to Sarah Rule's heart. Each Saturday, from the time Rule was 5, Patrick, Sarah Rule's father, took his daughters to the Walker Brothers' original pancake house for breakfast and taught them a new word, along with its etymology. Some of Patrick's words, ostracize, peripatetic, defunct, are memorialized in the 2003 Eurydice, John Lauer, The New Yorker. Rule's semi-autobiographical play is a beautiful love letter of all of the words and conversations she wishes she could say to her father one more time. Today we connect to more people than ever before, but never with words. We use memes, GIFs, and emojis instead. Rule reminds us that words are more than noises made or scribbles drawn. They are keys to unlocking memories. Words are connected to emotion. One word can bring us back to childhood or reunite us with our parents. The word ducks does more than recall the image of an animal. It brings to mind Boy's Day with Dad, duck hunting, and old backyard ponds filled with breadcrumbs. Words bring back memories we never want to lose and the I love yous we never want to forget. Casey Beckola, BFA 4, Dramaturgy Criticism.